Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, the biggest scandal of our time, civil rights-wise, is the fact that the Democrats get a pass, constantly get a pass, on screwing over minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, minority populations in America get screwed over every single day by Democrats. It's the biggest freaking scam ever that the media continues to cover for this heresy. I mean destruction. I don't mean just like not doing a good thing for them. I mean doing active stuff to suppress them. I rarely start out a show with an issue like a school choice thing, but this is bigger than that. I've got some audio video coming up of probably one of the most destructive forces for minorities in modern American history, a woman by the name of Randy Weingarten, who said something so unbelievably abhorrent that it's hard to believe it came out of even a Democrat's mouth. It's just disgusting. We got a big show today on Friday. Let's get right to it. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like checking in your baggage at the airport without a lock. You think your stuff is kept private, but you never know who can see your personal belongings. Going online without a VPN, ISPs, internet service providers, they can see every single website you visit. They can sell this information without your consent, by the way, to ad companies who then use your data to target you. Browse more anonymously. When you use ExpressVPN, these ISPs, they can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is also encrypted for maximum protection. ExpressVPN is easy to use. Just fire up the app, click one button. It'll work on all devices, phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. It's important to use ExpressVPN. I use it because I don't want anyone, especially the government, watching what I do. It's out of their freaking business. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Bongino. Visit today. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino, where you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Joseph, it's Friday, my friend, so if you would.
It's Friday.
Yes, sir, it is. And we love Friday. Why do we love Friday? Because the next day is Saturday. Had a great book signing last night. Appreciate you all showing up. A lot of activity. Book is still rocking on the charts. The Gift of Failure. My new book, if you want to pick it up, you'll learn a lot more about me. If you're not interested in learning more about me, if you're just here for the podcast, that's cool too. I don't push anything on everyone, but the book's doing great. I really appreciate it. So nice to see everybody. So first, ladies and gentlemen, Randy Weingarten and the teachers unions. Notice I didn't say teachers. I said the teachers union. There's a lot of good teachers out there. It's not a virtue signal. It's a fact. I'm where I am today because of great teachers. I had some fantastic teachers in St. Pancras and Archbishop Molloy High School, and I thank them for everything they did. However, teachers unions are, one, almost universally support Democrats. That's just a fact. It's a fact. If you're not into facts, you can tune out. This is a fact show. They universally support Democrats and constantly screw over kids trying to get out of bad schools and send their kids to better schools. It is the civil rights issue of our time. The Democrats giving the middle finger to minority students everywhere while they suffer. You know, there are two Americas. There's the America you live in, and then there's the America minority Americans live in who can't get their kids in good schools because the Democrats want to keep them out of good schools. They just do. I've never seen anything as disgusting as this, however. This is Randy Weingarten, head of one of the nation's largest teachers unions. There is, I would make a strong case to you, not a single person in the United States who's done more to destroy the futures of minority American young students than Randy Weingarten, and I mean every word of that. This woman has spent her life trying to keep minority students in garbage, crappy schools because that's just what she does. She has no human dignity whatsoever. She will say anything. Here she is in an interview comparing basically minority parents who are largely school choice advocates because sadly they've been screwed over by terrible schools, comparing them to segregationists in the South because they use the word choice in school choice. You don't believe this happened? You don't have to believe me. Just listen to Randy. Check this out.
Those same words that you heard in terms of wanting segregation post Brown v. Board of Education, those same words you hear today. It's not, you know, I was kind of gobsmacked when I was talking to Southern Poverty Law Center and they showed me the same words, choice, parental rights, an attempt to divide parents versus teachers. And that point, it was white parents versus other parents.
You actually believe that? I'm trying to take notes on all the stupid things she said and just that one thing. Did this actually happen? So if you're a minority mom, say in the state of Florida, his kid goes to a terrible school and you want to send your kid to a better school with the tax money you paid to the education system to get your kid a good school, you are somehow compared to segregationists. These people are absolutely disgusting. How this woman is allowed to speak in private company again without being mocked, laughed at, it's just incredible that she's taken seriously. Listen, this is an article that changed my whole perspective on this. It's from back in 2010. Whenever you hear me in a public speech, you'll hear me cite this article often. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two Americas. Now, these statistics may have changed a little bit, but they're roughly the same. This is an article from Jason Riley. I encourage you to read. It's from back in 2010. About the two Americas we live in and how people like Randy Weingarten will screw you over in a minute. It's called Charter Schools Flourish in Harlem. It's obviously about charter schools by Jason Riley. He's a great author, a great writer. I love what he writes. Here's a number in here. I want you to please tattoo on your cerebral cortex and never, ever forget it. He says, did you know that just 2,000 of the nation's 20,000 high schools produce almost half of all high school dropouts? Ladies and gentlemen, it gets worse. But nearly half of all black high school students wind up in one of these dropout factories. The prospects for black males who don't graduate are not good. Quite aside from lower lifetime earnings, the sadder reality is that 60% of all black male high school dropouts in their mid-30s have prison records. 2,000 of the nation's 20,000 high schools produce almost half the dropouts. Nearly half of all black high school students wind up in one of those dropout factories. You want to explain that, Randy? Do you notice the bullshit these people feed you all the time, that the Democrats are the party of the minority and the working class, minority populations? These people have screwed you over for decades. That's a fact. The numbers don't lie. Read it right there. Read it right there. That's not enough for you? It's never bad enough. It is unbelievable how much voting Democrats will tolerate from people who spend their entire lives effing them over. Pouring illegal immigrants into their communities, pulling cops off the street, as we discussed on the Wednesday show, not paying cops so you can finance illegal immigration, destroying the value of their money so the money in their wallet, the value is just pissed away due to inflation, and nobody cares. They continue to vote for these losers. I'm not telling you Republicans are the solution to all your problems. I am not. I am telling you, however, with absolute certainty, that the cause of all your problems is absolutely Democrats. Absolutely Democrats. And it's just not bad enough. I had a guy respond to me yesterday. Good. Thank you for everyone in the chat, by the way. But a guy respond to me yesterday on Twitter and said, Dan, you're absolutely correct. I grew up in New York in the 80s, and it is not nearly bad enough yet. New York in the 80s was 10 times worse. The bad news for people in New York and in these blue areas, where it's just not bad enough yet, you don't think illegals in your street, street crime everywhere is bad enough yet, is it's going to get a lot worse until you wake up. You're going to have about 10 times as many people murdered, 5 to 10 times as much property crime, illegal immigrants everywhere. The unemployment rate's going to be double digits, and then maybe you'll wake up. I wish you'd wake up now, but you won't. Here's Dan Goldman, again, one of the dumbest members of Congress, PP tape hoaxer, no evidence hoaxer in the Hunter Biden case, an absolute loser, a total life loser. Here he is asked about the illegal immigration crisis in New York. He's a congressman from New York. And what does he say is worse? Domestic extremism. Really? That's a fascinating take. Why? Because it's not bad enough yet. Take a listen yourself.
Do you not think that the migrant crisis or the southern border situation is at all a security threat to New Yorkers?
I don't think it's any more of a security threat to New Yorkers than domestic violent extremism.
This is really? There's a bunch of domestic violent extremists running around New York. You want to tell us who they are? You want to show us some video? Because I can show you video from all over New York of illegal immigrants running around New York. Ladies and gentlemen, again, it's not bad enough yet. It has not gotten bad enough for people to wake up. I wish it did, but it's not. How much worse does the economy have to get right now for you to believe that these people in the White House are screwing you over again? I'm not telling you that Republicans are the solution to all your problems. I am not. I'm simply telling you that the Democrats are the cause of all your problems. There is simply no doubt about that. The economy, we found out on Wednesday. I told you I'd get to it on Friday. Inflation's popping up again. I thought we got a hold of inflation. We didn't get a hold of inflation. We're printing a shit ton of money. We're printing $1 trillion from the Federal Reserve, more than that, to finance government spending that we don't, spending on things we don't have a tax base for. Of course you print more money, you're going to get more inflation. And you know who it's screwing over? It's screwing over you. Read this Wall Street Journal piece in case you think, by the way, oh, you know what? It's just screwing over a few people at the top. It's screwing over everyone. Here, Wall Street Journal. Real incomes at every decile were lower and income inequality was greater than in 2019. Americans in the bottom 10% of earners were 6.3% poorer last year than in 2019, while those in the top 5% saw their incomes decline 4.1%. Inflation invariably punishes low-income Americans more than the affluent. In other words, wait, keep that up a second. Everybody's getting screwed by the Bidenflation right now. The rich got poorer, the poor got poorer. But here's the interesting thing, fellas. Did you notice this? Yeah, income inequality got worse because the poorer are getting poorer faster. How is that? How is that? Biden said, he says Biden says he was for the working class. No, there's no way he was lying. Of course, Biden doesn't lie about anything. I mean, he almost got arrested going to see Nelson Mandela. Ladies and gentlemen, this is simple. Rich people have assets. The assets inflate with the money supply. If you own a house and you're not paying a mortgage on it, so you don't worry about interest rates, your house goes up as inflation goes up. If you own priceless art, it goes up. If you own gold, it goes up. If you have TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, that go up with inflation, your assets go up. Here, newsflash. Poor folks don't own that stuff. That's why they're poor. They can't hedge inflation like rich people. This guy's effed you over, man. The evidence is everywhere. Listen to this dipwad at the White House, Jared Bernstein. He's one of Biden's economic advisors. Listen to this absolute liar when a reporter asks a question like, hey, real wages are down, bro. People are getting poor with you guys in charge, and watch him just make it up and lie. No, I don't agree with your facts there. He's just making this up. Take a listen. Got
it. Yeah, thanks, Green. Thanks, Jared. I'm going to ask you about PCE and CPI. So we now have two inflation reports in a row where year over year, the headline inflation number has gone up. You couple that with real average hourly wages are actually down since the day President Biden took office, about 3%. So is that Bidenomics?
Yeah, no, I think we have a disagreement on a fact there. So, and we can certainly show you CEA's data on this. Real wages are up.
Folks, I don't know what to tell you. Real wages since Biden took office are down. You can just look it up on the interweb. Just go to a search engine. Do some research. But Dan, he's lying. They lie about everything. Everything. Remember the other day showing you they lie about everything, not just big things, not just small things, everything. They always lie because that's what they do. Remember the other day they said, well, we didn't go to a 9/11 site in D.C., New York, or Pennsylvania, Biden, because he's late. No, they didn't say that, but that's the truth. They said we didn't go because they stopped visiting Pearl Harbor 20 years after Pearl Harbor happened. Nobody went there either, presidents. Oh, really? Here's from the John F. Kennedy Library there. Trip to Western states, Honolulu and Hawaii to visit the USS Arizona Memorial. This was from 1963. Well, Dan, they lied. That's what they do. That's what they do. But don't worry, folks. The media is on it. Here's the New York Times with its mandatory from the other day. GOP pounces. Remember the dreadful press conference in Vietnam? Mumbled like a rotting oatmeal brain through it. Biden's news conference in Vietnam ignites his opponents. Now we didn't pounce, we ignited. Folks, they can't stop. They can't stop lying. They cannot stop lying. They are bullshitting you all the time. What? The president's top aides believe that the stories about the president's agent health are stoked by his enemies in an effort to undermine his accomplishment. Folks, if you, I mean, these people are so chronically full of shit, it's hard to take them seriously. Michael D. Shear. Maybe stoked by him not being able to speak like a normal person, or remember to stay in the screenshot, or remember who's the name of Mohammed bin Salman. Let me get back to inflation, though, for a second, because, again, it's more proof like the school choice thing that the Democrats are giving you, the middle class, and minorities the middle finger. It's a fact. Whether you believe it or not, and you're a liberal watching this show, I don't care. You're getting screwed over, not me. I don't vote for liberals. You're getting screwed over. They're screwing you over. I can hedge assets. I know what's coming. You're going to get screwed by your dopey votes, not me. I know you in the audience are largely conservative. We have liberals. Believe me, they send me nasty stuff. Here's even CNBC on this hot inflation number that's going to take away the power of you to actually buy anything and support your family. CNBC, check this out.
The main event, the consumer price index for the month of August. Headline expected up an aggressive 6/10, and the economist and analyst delivered up 6/10, up 6/10. Last time we had up 6/10 on a month over month was going way back. You have to go all the way back to February of 2022 to find a bigger number when it was up 7/10. Actually, in March, it was up as well. So now if we consider that the high watermark here in 2005 was up 1.2, yes, we've made progress, but this follows up 0.2%. Strip out food and energy, up 0.3%. Year over year, up 3.7%. That is hotter than expected, hotter than the rearview mirror, and 3.7, the last time we were anywhere near there, was up 4% in May.
Folks, again, Rick there is not a liberal, but that's CNBC. They have to acknowledge reality that you're getting screwed over. The greatest enemy of the middle class and American minorities are the Democrats. That is a factually accurate statement. No one has done more damage. Nobody. Why would you not take a chance in the Republican Party? The best you can do is they just screw you over less than the Democrats. Right? Let me get to my next sponsor quick, and I want to get this video. You know Paul Krugman? He's an insane lunatic. He said something so freaking stupid in a media appearance about the economy. You know, I don't know if you're going to laugh or cry after you hear it. And I'll show you immediately how these people lie to you and BS you all the time. Need some of this today? Feel the greens. Got to stay healthy with the book and everything going on, stressed out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, you know the deal. The shredded lettuce is in a double-double and the fruit filling in a donut, they're awesome. But they don't count for your 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I'm not here to nag you about your diet. Listen, sometimes I'm on the road, things happen. I don't always eat healthy either. That's why I take this with me all the time. A top-ranked U.S. hospital says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure and cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Sometimes I don't get to it, and if I don't, I take my Field of Greens every day as insurance. I take it twice a day. This is Wild Berry. Guy likes the lemon lime. I swear by the stuff. I love it. I've been taking it for years now. Unlike the others, each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by their own in-house doctor to help support your nutrition, which can help vital organs and your immune system. Flu season's here, and I trust Field of Greens to help me stay healthy. Field of Greens works fast. It tastes great. I think you'll feel better with more energy. I'll bet you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier too. If you don't always eat right and exercise, like a lot of us can't, join me. Pick up Field of Greens today. Wild Berry is delicious. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan and use promo code Dan. That's promo code Dan at BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. BrickHouseNutrition.com/Dan. Fully voucher stuff. Love it. Field of Greens. Check it out. I want you to check this out while we're at it. Here is Paul Krugman How this guy won a Nobel Prize in economics is one of the great embarrassments of our time. If an alien race came down to Earth and asked us, please present to us your smartest people. Here are Nobel Prize winners. I swear they'd get up and leave and be like, we can't conquer these idiots. They're too stupid. Here's Paul. Never comfortable, you, Roger. Ever. Big mistake. I take that back. It was horrible. Here's Paul Krugman humiliating himself on national television, telling everyone, you're the problem. You people are just too stupid to realize how wonderful this economy is right now. Check this out.
The striking thing, if you look at it, is not just, you know, the economic data have been surreally good. I mean, even optimists are just stunned by how quickly and how painlessly inflation has come down. We're, you know, no hint of a recession, at least so far. Never know, but no, so far, inflation not too far from the, you know, the target of 2% and under 3% by most measures, and all of that just achieved painlessly. So this is great. This is a Goldilocks economy. People say it's a terrible economy. But what's really odd is that people don't behave as if it's a terrible economy. We can talk about surveys, which people seem to be relatively happy with their own financial situation, or we can just look at behavior. People are out there with a lot of discretionary consumer spending, travel, hotels, restaurants, all of that is booming. So people are acting as if they're in good shape financially, and yet they say, wow, this is a disastrous economy.
Okay, inflation's over 3%. I don't know if Krugman missed that. Maybe, you know, he didn't take his medication. I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. But people are spending a lot of money and the economy's booming. This took me all of about, 5 seconds to put in the search engine there. I may have even used a left-wing search engine just to show you I wasn't in any way trying to discriminate against your own content. Oh, look what I found. NBC News. Inflation is driving up consumer credit card debt by billions of dollars. Wow, that's crazy. Krugman says people are spending a lot of money. They are. Credit card money that they owe ridiculous interest rates on, and they're spending on credit cards at record rates just to stay alive. It's almost as if Paul Krugman's full of crap and he's just making it up. But I thought he had a PhD in economics. He may have a PhD in economics, but he has a real world degree in stupidity. There's Paul Krugman for you. Dan, it sounds like they're lying to us all the time. That's because they are, folks. You know it. Yes. It gets even worse. The government and the Federal Reserve thinks by driving up interest rates, by the way, that they're going to solve the increasingly, growingly bad inflation crisis. But as David Malpass points out in the Wall Street Journal, folks, that's not going to help anything. Inflation's going up right now because of fuel prices. And we have a wage issue in the United States as real wages go down. Malpass notes something really important, that if you think higher interest rates are going to bring gas prices down, you're out of your mind. Energy production is capital intensive and very sensitive to interest rates. They go up, so do gas prices. And he says, far from easing economic distress, the Fed's plan to raise interest rates would hurt the economy as a whole. You, folks, there's no way out of this for these people if we don't get a hold of this crap quickly and get this clown out of office. I want you to understand how bad this is. I got a lot to get to outside this. I know that, listen, I get it with the economic stuff. I understand. So 50% of you like it. 25% of you are milquetoast on it. The other 25% hate it. This is important stuff because it's your life. This is going to get worse before it gets better. Save your money now and be ready with an economic buffer. Because as inflation starts to get far worse, which is going to happen again, it is going to be the biggest tax on your income. How's that, Dan? This guy's great, EJ Antoni. He's at Real EJ Antoni on Twitter. I strongly encourage you to follow him. He notes this. You want to kick in the nuts? Despite wages being up 13%, prices have risen so much faster that real hourly earnings are way down. The average worker is now paying more in an inflation tax than the federal income tax on his or her hourly pay. You're losing more. There's the chart right there. You're losing more purchasing power due to inflation than you are to taxes. Do you believe that? There's middle-class Democrats, right? All for you. All right, that's a Friday, so let's lighten up a little bit. I was going to show you this the other day. I saw this on social media. This is a classic. So it's Friday. We're going to ease the mood a little bit. The book's out. I'm feeling good. It'll be a good night tonight. This is a fashion show, I think in France somewhere. So this guy comes walking out with what people, where is he? Oh, here it is. Yeah. Check this out. Guy comes walking out. He's got garbage bags on. Turns out he's an intruder. But because fashion is so ridiculous right now, nobody even notices. Can you play it out again? This is hilarious. Nobody even notices that the guy's really not part of the fashion show. Check, you got to see this again. Check this out. Hey, dude's walking down the runway with a clear garbage bag on. People are like, hey, look at that. So avant-garde, so tip of the spear. The fashion one. The guy's an imposter. How many Democrats are in that audience? And easily 99.999 and 44 100%. It's not even close. Yeah, you don't need the data. You know exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, let me get to my last couple of sponsors, and then I got a lot more to get through. The COVID hysteria is going to. The censorship's about to pick up, and Elon dropped a bomb the other day. Something I had not heard before. That is really important because, ladies and gentlemen, this COVID hysteria is happening right before an election, and you know they're going to try to scam us again. Folks, we build up our lives with bright moments of joy, pride, and success, and however you define those moments, securing your future should be part of the journey. Traditional estate planning can cost thousands of dollars, and one-size-fits-all templates, they may not capture all the important details of the life you've built. With trust and will, you can protect your legacy from the comfort of your own home starting at just $159. Trust and will gives you the peace of mind that your assets and wishes are secure. From maintaining control of your assets to easing the burden of your loved ones on your loved ones, an estate plan can ensure your family stays prepared and protected. It's important. Trust and will has simplified the process of creating and managing your will or trust online. From finding out what's right for your family to finalizing documents with a notary. Help loved ones avoid lengthy and expensive legal proceedings or having the state decide what happens to your assets. Trust and will has earned an overall rating of excellent with thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Hundreds of thousands of families and counting have used their expertise for estate planning. Gain peace of mind today with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping in your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/Bongino. That's 10% off and free shipping at Trust and Will. Trustandwill.com/Bongino. Trustandwill.com/Bongino. Our last sponsor today. Hey, look, this is really serious. We've seen a huge increase in mass shootings. Our streets and neighborhoods are less safe. It's been reported violent crime is up across the nation. On top of that, I'm sure you've seen stories of good guys with a gun protecting themselves. They find themselves in jail. Now more than ever, we have to fully be prepared to protect ourselves and loved ones. But the fact is, most people aren't. You got to be prepared mentally, physically, and legally for the ramifications of self-defense. That's why I've been a member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association for years. Because owning a gun just isn't enough anymore. Join the USCCA and get instant access to life-saving education, training, and the legal preparation you need as a gun owner. Plus, new members get a Pelican Gun Vault just for joining today. And check this out. Joining as a Platinum or Elite level member gets you a second bonus 100% free. So you'll be getting life-saving education, training, legal preparation, the Pelican Gun Vault, and a USCCA survival kit. Claim yours today by visiting uscca.com/Bongino. And get signed up. Again, that's uscca.com/Bongino. Go there now for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Thanks, USCCA. So after the comedy timeout, back to the serious stuff. Listen, as the economy gets worse, as we've been talking about, as the election closes in and rotting oatmeal brains in the White House starts to lose its connection with reality even more, you can expect COVID hysteria to pick up. And with COVID hysteria is automatically going to come censorship every single time. We know it. We've seen it. We've been there before. Because the COVID hysteria is not going to work anymore. People understand the limitations of the vaccine. They know masks don't work, but they don't want you to know that. The hysteria campaign needs those two things, vaccines and masks, because it's two things that involve your body and the lack of body sovereignty they don't want you to have. The censorship is going to get ugly. I want you to remember this first. I played this a couple of days ago. This is the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, that may have done some noble work at some point, but is now completely disconnected from reality. And has become what appears to be, according to reporting, focused on censoring Trump and his supporters. But here's the Jonathan Greenblatt, who runs it, claiming the other day, you know, they don't have any power. They're just some small organization. Here, listen to this.
I mean, Elon tweeted something I didn't know, that the advertising revenue's down 60%. But look, brands are big boys and girls. They will make their own decisions. I mean, let's be clear here. Like, this is the wealthiest man in the world running one of the most powerful media platforms on the planet. We're a nonprofit here in New York. So I think figuring out, like, who has the power in this relationship, it's pretty clear to me.
So, you know, nothing bothers me more than people with this faux garbage nonsense trying to minimize their role in one of the largest censorship scandals in American history. I mean, if you're proud of it, just be honest about it. If you're really doing anti-defamation and trying to prevent defamation like the ADL title would imply, then be proud of it. But that's not what he says. He tries to back away now that he knows he's cornered, and he appears they've been involved, along with others, of censoring people for politics, not for actual defamation. So Elon was, did you guys catch this, by the way? Elon was given a speech the other day by remote. But he just drops this bomb in the middle of it about the ADL, that the ADL may have played a role in getting Trump kicked off Twitter. In other words, if that happened, interfering permanently with the U.S. political ecosystem on a massive scale, I was actually stunned this didn't get picked up in a lot of outlets. Hey, listen yourself.
One of the things that the ADL was extremely opposed to, and in fact was instrumental in happening, was that the ADL was instrumental in getting Donald Trump deplatformed. And then when we restored the account, they made it super clear that they regarded simply restoring his account on, you know, Twitter, now X, that constituted hateful speech. Well, he hasn't even said anything, you know. He has to at least say something or post something for there to be incremental hateful content. This is absurd.
Folks, you understand how enormous the news that is, that statement is right there? That the ADL may have played a role in keeping Donald Trump off one of the largest platforms where politicians and journalists gather? You pretending with this kind of faux nonsense virtue signaling, oh, we're just this cutesy time little organization. We don't get involved in censoring. Oh, we're minimizing our role. This is a huge deal. It's an even bigger deal because of this Wall Street Journal story. The Fifth Circuit, I don't know if you saw it, totally smacked down the Biden administration in the Missouri v. Biden case, completely smacked them down. And they're now, if this goes to the Supreme Court, the Biden administration is going to get crushed. The Biden administration got destroyed on the Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit for basically censoring information about COVID they just didn't like that seemed political. Now, this is not to suggest in any way, shape, or form that Biden's team's not going to ignore this and move on. But you can expect the censorship as the economy gets worse and the COVID hysteria to pick up. All right, I want to move on to some other stuff. It's Friday. Got a lot of stuff to get to. It's like 10th. Did you see this UFO video? I got to know in the chat. Are you guys buying this video at all? I mean, I find it awfully convenient. That's why I laid out the show the way I did. Inflation's getting worse. Schools are getting terrible. COVID hysteria is picking up. We got an election coming around. Krugman's lying about it. We got Jared Bernstein lying about the economy. And conveniently, oh, look, we've got a UFO story again. Now, this part's out of Mexico. I'm sorry if you're listening audio only. Please check it out on Rumble. Did you see this video? They're claiming these are some alien bodies that were recovered. Listen, man, I got an open mind for just about anything, but this rings of like some hardcore bullshit to me. Here, check this out first, and I want to show you a tweet. Looks like it was all kind of coordinated. Check this out.
Si no son seres que estaban sepultados en minas de diatomea, tierra de diatomea. La diatomea es una alga fosilizada con 17 millones de antigüedad. Es fitoplancton que abundaba en aquel tiempo y al desaparecer se fosilizó.
It looks like E.T. E.T. phone. All we need is like a little light on the end of the finger and Elliot. All we need is Elliot to come in and do a little presentation. Maybe Drew Barrymore. I think Drew Barrymore, she's a huge lip, by the way. Drew Barrymore went back to work and is like breaking the strike line. Maybe she'd come over and do a little thing there. Listen, man, I don't know. I ain't buying any of this stuff. And then we get, oh, look, NASA. The full report will be published Thursday, September 14th on UFOs. A media briefing will follow. Well, sounds awful. Yeah, I think you're all getting it. It sounds awfully convenient, doesn't it? The alien look like, everybody's saying it. Look like Joe Biden. Some suggested it looked like Dianne Feinstein, maybe Fetterman. Who knows? I'd like to check the DNA on this stuff. Folks, I'm sorry. Congressman Tim Burchett has me believing that there may be some authenticity to some of these stories about UAPs, but I ain't buying these stories. I think they're all kind of BS. I like to play stuff I find on social media, too, because, folks, people are very people don't listen to influencers and politicians. They don't. Regular average Joes who post to Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, True Social, regular people who are running, you know, normal, regular families, when they post to TikTok, like the New York lady I showed you the other day, they can have far more dramatic influence on an election. Think of like Joe the Plumber, God rest his soul, he passed. That was a big moment. These, you know, he won Obama re-election. But these people can have a real impact. I saw this going around on social media the other day. And again, it's another example of people not making the connection, as I said in the beginning of the show, between the Democrat Party and their problems. I'm not knocking this guy at all. He seems like a decent guy. The gist of it is he goes to Taco Bell to pick up some food for his family. And he had been at like a restaurant place in the morning. He's stunned at inflation and how much all this stuff costs. But I want you to listen to it because I want you to notice how he never makes the connection between the Democrat Party and their endless calls for bigger government, more spending. He never at any point makes this connection in Joe Biden. Between that, inflation started when Biden got in office, and what's happening. Because again, it's not bad enough yet. And people still believe Democrats care about their problems, not that they're the cause of their problems. Take a listen.
I try not to complain too much, but we just went to Taco Bell and got food for four of us, and it was $53. This morning, we went to an upscale breakfast restaurant and got breakfast for all four of us, including an appetizer, and that was $66. So Taco Bell is almost the same exact price to feed a family of four as it is to go to an upscale breakfast restaurant. Make it make sense. I don't understand. I mean, I understand inflation's crazy, but this has to be greed. Taco Bell, I mean, we got three cheesy gordita crunches and they were $14. So they're like $4 or $5 a piece now for a taco at Taco Bell. A beefy five-layer burrito is $3.89. I don't understand how this can't be inflation. Taco Bell used to be like a dollar. You could get dollar, a beefy five-layer burrito was like $2. I don't know, man. Make it make sense. This is insane to me.
Listen, due respect, sir. You look like you work for a living. You'll probably get great kids. I don't know you, never met you. I'm not trying to insult you. It is inflation. It's what happens when Democrats and swampy Republicans get together and spend money you don't have. You can stop this with tens of millions of other Americans if you would just vote differently. If you would vote in primaries for people that would do a massive cut in government spending and get us back to a balanced budget, inflation would be a thing of yesteryear. It's that simple. There is no complicated explanation to this. It is inflation. When you print money you don't have, it makes its way into the economy to chase goods. That's why Taco Bell's expensive. It is no more complicated than that. How they've not connected this to the Democrats, all of them, and swampy Republicans who've contributed to it with the excessive spending is unreal. It's just a simple common sense math equation. This isn't even remotely hard. All right, I want to move on to this because some people are getting it. People are getting ready to throw Biden overboard. I don't know if you guys caught this the other day, but Steve Bannon's a good guy. He has his own podcast, War Room. Bannon brought up a great point. The Washington Post has a writer over there. This guy's one of the, I heard him referred to as a prince. I think it was Brit Hume. I think we have that clip too, but a prince of the Washington, D.C. media establishment. His name's David Ignatius. I don't trust the guy as far as I can throw him. He's a left-wing lunatic as far as I'm concerned. But Ignatius, there's no question, has deep contacts within the intelligence community. I mean, this guy is knee-deep in the swamp, okay? Knee-deep in the swamp. If he's saying something, you can rest assured, absolutely be rest assured that the swamp is saying it. the CIA swamp and the intelligence swamp. Why is David Ignatius? We had the headline. We played it the other day, right? The Washington Post headline. Ignatius is now calling for Biden not to run. Folks, you should be asking a question right now. What does the CIA know about Biden? Biden's been involved. Look at this. I'm getting like legit goosebumps. You see that? I've told you, folks, Biden's involved in a massive overseas influence peddling scheme. The CIA clearly knows about this. What else is out there? Someone probably leaked to Ignatius, hey, this isn't going to get any better, this stuff. It's only going to get worse. Bannon had a good explanation for this. Check this out.
Bring it. We got so much more to go, including a blockbuster, David Ignatius, the mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency that doubles as a columnist for the Washington Post, has come out overnight with a blockbuster piece we're going to get to a little bit later that says that Joe Biden should not run in 2024. The administrative state has just voted about Joe Biden. He's going to have no air cover. Remember that 34% and the 38%, that's going to change radically as the information comes out. Remember, America hasn't seen any of this yet. That's what they don't. America hasn't seen any of this. The War Room posse has. We've gone through in detail, but America hasn't seen any of the evidence, which will be overwhelming.
He's not wrong. Ignatius has got a deep body of contacts in the IC intelligence community. Somebody in the CIA knows something about Biden. My guess is we don't even need to be conspiratorial about it. Everything we've told you about the Biden influence peddling scheme with the Chinese Communist Party and others is all real, and the CIA knows it. And they don't want to be further embarrassed with another 51 intelligence officials memo like came out in 2020. Here's Brit Hume. I mean, not some right-wing firebrand, right? Here's Brit Hume saying the same thing. Ignatius is one of the princes of the DC media establishment for all the wrong reasons. If he's saying it, there's a big problem. Here, listen to yourself.
You have this David Ignatius op-ed in the Washington Post. For him to say, don't run for president, in the Washington Post, just to put in perspective for people who don't live in Washington, how big a deal that is.
It's a very big deal because David Ignatius is one of the princes of the Washington political and journalistic establishment. A longtime columnist at the Washington Post. Before that, he spent years at the Wall Street Journal. His father was a senior official at the Washington Post years ago. He is a card-carrying member of that establishment. And for him to come out and say this now, I think he is telling, and the people in the Biden administration have to worry that if this starts to catch on with other leading liberal journalists, it could become a stampede. Maybe hard for them to head off.
Again, don't listen to me, folks. Brit's not some blowtorch taking right wing firebrand. Pretty down the middle Republican. He's been a journalist for years. Yeah, I get it. Me and Bannon are definitely on the right, no doubt about we're opinion guys. But what both of them said is absolutely accurate. The CIA knows something about Biden. And I don't think it's just the influence peddling scheme. I think it's also the government's role in the funding of these bioweapons labs, COVID and everywhere else. And I think they just don't want it. Biden and his team have spent basically years covering this up. I don't think they want anything to do with that either. All right, I got a couple more things we're going to roll on Friday. I just wanted to leave with this. Folks, listen, I've told you repeatedly, things aren't bad enough yet. I lived through New York City in the 80s. I know you think it's bad now, and I don't mean to keep beating this over and over and over again, beating this drum, but it's important you understand that people in New York City tolerated 600, 800, 1,000, 1,500, 1,800 homicides a year for years and in the hundreds for decades. Before they did anything to change it. We're not even close to that now. We're not even close to that. And therefore, a lot of you expecting people in these blue states and cities to vote differently, it's just not bad enough. It pains me to tell you people are going to die, but they are. When New York ran up a 2,000 homicide death toll for multiple years in a row, finally people voted different. The city fell apart. The economy fell apart. Everybody's car got stolen. Then they vote. We're not there yet. They voted different. Here's a report from Seattle. It's gotten so bad, they don't even know what to tell people getting carjacked other than this is, I think, one of their sheriffs, like, hey, man, you better just give them the keys and move on. They don't know what else to say. They're out of, they have nothing else to say. Check this out.
Officials say that victim was okay, but say if you fall victim to a crime like this, just give the criminals what they want.
I would recommend that people not force the issue, that they give up their car keys and give two people with firearms, you know, whatever they're looking for.
So when... Sorry, it's not funny. So, Guy, just a note. When a couple of guys come up with firearms to jack your car, I agree with him, by the way. Give him the keys. What else are you going to tell people? Did you catch that? So, again, Joe, just in case, a couple of guys come up to you and they want to jack you with firearms, give them the keys. What else are they going to say? How about this? How about don't promote carjacking in the city with a loose police environment? I mean, I don't know where to start. Here's another one out of Portland with the Dan Bongino. It's not bad enough yet, theory. This is out of Portland, Oregon. Here is a naked guy in front of a burger joint called like Burger Killer or Burger whatever, with another guy with no shirt on harassing people in traffic. The guy on the bike harassing people hits the naked guy in front of the Burger Killer place as other guys record it and they get into a naked fight. You got to, this is great. This is classic Portland. Check this out.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa. Fucking hit him, bro.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah!
Dude, no way.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
This is the best shit ever, bro.
No way. Only in Portland.
Hey, Guy, who never curses at all, let me quote him during the break. Dude, this shit is straight up third world. This is it. If you saw... No, it isn't. I got to disagree with you. Even if you saw this in like... I'm trying to think of an area. Like in downtown Bagram, right after the Taliban takeover, you'd be like, man, that's really bad. Someone hook those people up. Help them out. This is like seventh world. This is it. This is what's going on in liberal cities. But listen to me. It's just... not bad enough yet. I'm really deeply sorry to inform you. It is just not bad enough yet. All right, it's the end of the week, so I want to hear me out for a second, please. I just want to take just a minute here. I promise I won't take a lot of your time. I got a lot going on in my life, a lot, and I just want to let you know how deeply I appreciate you all supporting the podcast, the radio show. I know I'm doing a lot, and I don't expect all of you to buy tickets for the movie and buy the book and be a local subscriber and go to, I don't expect all of you to do everything. And that's ridiculous. Money's tight and I totally get it. But the fact that you all have been willing to do an or, I'll see the movie or I'll pick up a book or I'll tune in every day and support us and our efforts. I want you to know how much I deeply appreciate it. I promise you we're financially in good shape. It's not a money makes. I just can't sit still. And all the stuff we're launching out, movies and a book and, you know, web program, the parallel economy stuff and Rumble and the podcast and the radio show. I just can't sit still. I passionately believe in what I'm doing. And I want you to understand those are all vehicles for us to get our message out there. Cinema, digital, radio, books. That's why we do it. So I really appreciate you making the book this week a bestseller. Again, The Gift of Failure. It's it never was meant to be a memoir, but I think you'll really enjoy it. We'll move on next week. I just means a lot to me. Got a couple book signings. I hope to see you there. The Gift of Failure. Thanks so much for a great week. I really appreciate it. I'll see you back here on Monday.
You just heard The Dan Bongino Show.